Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee for December 17, 2014. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and the secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Okay. Teresa Allen, KPFT.
Present.
Carolyn Burden, WBAI. Fred Blair, KPFK. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Dorothy Johnson, KPFA. Kim Kaufman, KPFK. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Hank Lamb, KPFT. Bob Lederer, the chair from the WBAI, is here. Frank Lefebvre, BAI. Michael Novick from KPFK, the secretary, is here. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK.
Yeah.
Michael, this is Margie. I was trying to take myself
off mute,
and I took myself off the call.
Okay, you're here. That's fine. We're calling the roll. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Richard Zell, KPFT.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Jane Zara, WPFW.
Jane Zara resigned from the LSB, so I don't know if that also means she resigned from the Gov Committee.
I guess so. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Still uses only with nine.
So did you get Vanessa? I dropped off the call. It disconnected, so I just wanted to make sure you know I'm back.
Yes, but the quorum only depends on the Elections Committee.
Gotcha.
We're not counting members of the Governance Committee towards our quorum. Anyway, we're going to proceed without a quorum, we said, and have a discussion because we are having this as a joint.
Point of order.
Yes.
I think it would be good if we could identify the members of the Governance Committee.
Yes, I was about to do that. So this is a joint meeting of the Elections Committee and the Governance Committee, but under the bylaws, only one committee can vote. So what we'll do tonight is the Governance Committee members who are present with us, we welcome you and we invite your participation, but when it comes to any motions being voted on, that'll only be the only eligible voters will be the members of the Elections Committee. So, Michael, I don't know if you were taking notes earlier. You could call the roll of the people you heard announce themselves from the Governance Committee.
Well, I heard George Ryder. Vanessa, I didn't catch your last name. And John Winger.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
I have a point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
Tell them the folks from across the street are looking for
it. Okay, please mute if you're not
speaking to
the committee.
There's a lot of feedback and static.
Yeah.
If Jane Zara, in fact, resigned from the LSB and is no longer in this committee, then we have 17 members and 9 is a quorum.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. Then, so this meeting is convened, and who had the point of order?
That was my point of order. I think you have
a
quorum.
Okay, good. All right, so let's begin. So I sent around a proposed agenda. Let me read it, and then we can discuss it. Well, actually, first of all, can I have a volunteer to keep time? I'll announce the items, the amount for each item, so you just have to let us know when it expires. Can someone please just call out the times?
This is Teresa. I can try to do that.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I'm proposing just 3 items. One is a discussion of proposals regarding scheduling and or possible combining of the 2013 delayed election, the 2015, and the 2016 elections, and I'm proposing 50 minutes for that. Number 2 would be setting the next date for the Elections Committee, 10 minutes if we need it, hopefully less than that. And 3 would be a quick report from the cost-cutting working group and any next steps for 5 minutes. with a time certain adjournment of 9:45 Eastern, the reason being that the KPFK LSB is meeting tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, and we want to give them a short break before they have to go to that other meeting. So the floor is open for any amendments or discussion about that proposal.
Just a point of information. Is Serene's motion actually on the floor?
What I propose to do is once we open this discussion of proposals, anyone can put anything on the floor. You know, it could be a motion or it could just be an idea that they want to flesh out. I mean, we want to have a free-ranging discussion.
Well, let me say that I support Serene's motion. It seems to me it does minimum violence to the...
Okay, but we're not talking about substance right now. We're just talking about what's on the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought... Oh, we're approving the agenda?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyone else on the agenda that I laid out? Any changes? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Okay, so now, Teresa, please start the clock of 50 minutes on the discussion about what to do about the different elections.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet.
So I had submitted a motion at the last Elections Committee meeting, and I believe the Governance Committee has seen that. And then there was some discussion online just today, I guess, to modify that. So I would like that to be discussed first, that motion.
Okay, well, as I said, I mean, that's fine. Whoever wants to put out whatever ideas, I don't think we need to, I don't think it'll serve us to have a rigid separation where we only discuss proposal X for a few minutes and then we switch to proposal Y. I think it would be helpful to put all the ideas on the table and then we can kind of compare and contrast. So, Janet, why don't you...
Nancy, KPFK.
Hi, Nancy. Why don't you start reading it and then, you know, motivating it. And then I'll ask Serene to do the same for hers.
Ooh, I have to find it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, Serene.
I think it's with the agenda.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
that's correct. Serene, are you in a position to read yours?
I am not. I am running around trying to find my keys.
So why doesn't Janet read her signature? Probably has the agenda.
Can I make a suggestion?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
So I want to suggest that instead of talking about the wording of any particular motion, that we discuss whether we want to catch up, if you will, on the missed election by doing a double election or some other mechanism. And then we can actually get in, then we can actually get into the wording of the motion that represents what it is we want to do.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea to start with a conceptual discussion and then move to actual motion. So, Janet, you want to give the concept of yours, and then Serene can give the concept of hers, and you know, addressing the question about combining or not combining and why or why not.
Yes. Okay. So one of the things is that there's been, as we all know, a delayed, and this is also for whoever is listening, a delayed election, the one that was going to happen in 2013, and then it was delayed to 2014, and then it didn't happen this year. And what to do with that? And there are three-year election cycles that the bylaws specify, and that election that hasn't happened yet is within the 2012 to 2014 three-year election cycle. So delaying it to 2015 is kind of into the next three-year election cycle, which would be 2015 to 2017. The bylaws specify that the LSC delegate elections are to happen in the first year and the second year of the three-year cycle. So in 2015, there would need to be an election, and then 2016, an election, and then in 2017, no election. So moving the delayed election from whatever 2013-2014 into 2015, there's an issue with also having the 2015 election. What would happen with that? Would there be two elections, etc.? So my proposal would be to combine, since we already have delayed, we need to deal with that, and so mine would be to combine the delayed election with the what should be the 2015 election, the regular one, into one election. So that would mean to elect all 24 LSB members in 2015 in one election, which would kind of catch up on the bylaws, and then in 2016 we'd be back to regular election. I would not want to delay yet another election, like the 2015 election, the regular one, into 2016. So that's, I am recommending that we use the model of the 2003 transitional election that is specified in the bylaws. I'm done.
Okay, thanks. Serene?
Okay, so thanks very much. I know that just for the record, that Janet actually sent the motion forward, but I first heard of this idea from Michael Novick, and then I think John Wenger also raised it on our last, is that a governance call? I don't know, one of them calls, right?
Governance.
And, you know, but as I said, it is something that Michael Novick had raised some time ago. I think that our bylaws are something that most of our listeners are unfamiliar with, and I think our ballots are confusing as hell for most people, and I've seen some things on ballots that suggest that that confusion does not diminish as we continue with this process. I think that trying to do a double ballot or a double election is chaotic and problematic on several levels, including the fact that it would lead to the complete turning over of a board in a single election, which is something that was very deliberately prevented in the phrasing of the bylaws with the staggered election terms, and I think it's really important to preserve that. So the motion that I sent, that William sent out for me, I think it was William or Jim, I don't remember, I asked that it be sent out earlier, allows us to make the changes that are needed in the board, to do it in a staggered manner, to return as quickly and painlessly as we can to, you know, the originally intended order of election. So I would ask that that be seriously considered. And for folks who maybe feel as though they jumped in the middle of this, not on the committee, but people who might be listening, the 2013 PNB postponed the 2013 delegate elections, and we're still in the process of trying to rectify that event. I'll pause.
Okay, thanks. So floor is open for...
This is George.
Discussion. Go ahead, George.
And Richard to the staff.
Okay.
I want to support motion. I mean, the bylaws are... We're beyond the bylaws at this point. The best we can do, it seems to me, is to incorporate the spirit of the bylaws. And it seems to me it's much less important that we have regular three-year cycles than that we have an election which does, in fact, stagger the board, that we do not, in fact, have a completely new LSB, throughout the network coming on board at this time. It just doesn't seem to me that's a practical thing to do. Well, we could do it, but I don't think it's somehow or another we have to have some continuity. And I think the intention of the bylaws was to provide that continuity. So that seems to be much more important than whether or not we have a 3-year cycle or it's sort of which 3-year cycle we have. And it looks to me, I haven't read all the details of Serene's motion, but that piece of it, I think, is sound, and I think we should proceed that way.
Vanessa to the stack.
And okay. Margie.
Okay, hang on. George, were you done?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Richard, Vanessa, and Margie. So, Richard, go ahead.
Did I understand, I guess this is first off a question to Serene, did I understand you to say that the thing that you're proposing, and I'm looking for it madly here, the thing that you're proposing would only have the one election in 15 and what is the normal switchover for the boards? Half?
It's half in each election. Never a full slate of 24.
And you would have one election in 15 that would elect half of the board, and the other people would be held over for a year or something.
Yeah, well, the people who are on the board now for 2014 are holdovers, and we would have elections. We would have the so-called 2013 elections in 2015. We would have the 2015 elections in 2016. I don't have that in front of me right now. That was several hours ago. So we would never be in a position where we're replacing an entire board in a single election.
Well, I agree with George. I think that makes sense. It's kind of a nightmare.
Janet K., point of information.
But Janet. Let Richard finish. Go ahead.
But I think that all the conversation about 2013 be the 2015 and 2016, I think we ought to cut all that, all those phrases out and just have the 2015 election. Y'all can sit around when you're pondering this around the campfire or something, but for the election, like you're saying, Tareen, a lot of folks are confused in this thing, and we start saying, well, this is the 13th election, it's only happening now, and then in the 16th, and the other ones, whatever it is. That just, I don't think that brings anything helpful to this thing.
Okay, let me just insert for everyone's information, because Richard asked about it. I posted Serene's motion at 8:33 Eastern, and earlier Jim had posted it as an attachment, but I pasted it into the email just in case anyone had trouble reading an attachment. Okay, so next on the stack is Vanessa.
Well, Janet Kay, I had a point of information.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hang on, Teresa. Go ahead, Janet.
That's okay. I just wondered if I was going to mute. I don't want to say anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. So with Serene's idea, it would be to have the delayed, well, the 2013-2014 election in 2015. The 2015, the one that would normally happen in 2015, in 2016. And I don't know what would happen with the... What would have been the 2016 election? When would that happen? In 2017?
Wouldn't
happen.
And
then there would.
See how confusing that is?
And then there would be another 3-year election cycle starting in 2018. So there would be another election in 2018. Anyway, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, Serene, you want to clarify?
Okay, so I may need some help with this because, as I said, I'm not. I'm not in front of the copy. For Richard, I mean, I agree that there could be a little thing about hearing the 2013 elections, but it's just a matter of convenience describing the elections that would have, according to the bylaws, occurred in 2013. So it's merely so that we're all speaking about the same thing and not confusing an election that takes place in a certain year as opposed to an election that was intended to take place in a certain other year. So there's no ping associated with it. It's just a matter of trying to make sure we're all talking about the same thing.
Janet Kay, can I follow up, though, because I didn't get an answer.
I didn't answer your question yet.
Okay.
What are you following up on exactly?
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So we should have had elections in 2013, then in 2015, 2016, 2018, and 2019. We have, in effect, extended the terms for the people who should have been up for re-election or election in 2013. They are on the board now for their fourth year. So we can either, we're going to do elections in 2015, the so-called, and I always have it in quotes, the 2013 elections, then the next set of elections that would be due would be the so-called 2015 elections, which we will not have in 2015, but rather in 2016. So there will not be an election in 2017. It was not intended. Someone read my own motion to me, please. There was not intended to be an election in 2017. And frankly, we cannot afford to have elections every single year for a period of 5 years in order to correct this thing. We're doing the best that we can, keeping it as simple and as clear as we can, maintaining the integrity of the local boards as best we can. It's a compromise.
Janet Kate, follow up on that.
Is this
point
a question, Janet?
Well, it's a point of information that I didn't
okay.
get the answer
Go
to.
Ahead. Go ahead.
I want to know what her Serene's idea would happen with the 2016 election that was supposed to happen in 2016.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so in looking at the document that I sent out, it's whereas clause and then it's some supplemental documents, if you will, including the motion that was passed in 2013 postponing the elections, including the timeline that was approved earlier this month for elections next year, and also showing the original, if you will, the originally intended election dates. Below the whereas clauses and the resolved clause is the calendar of elections as I see us going forward. Does everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's maybe three or four paragraphs. And then there's the list of dates and the periods that those persons have served, because it goes back to the first election that began in 2003, and it goes forward to elections up until 2019. We'll be back on track with the 2018 elections. Prior to the 2 years prior to the 2018 elections, we will be back to having normal three-year terms, which is what the bylaws, at this point requires. But those elections will not be occurring in the originally intended year. We've lost 2 years. There's nothing we can do to change that.
Janet Cape, I'd like to be on stack.
Okay. All right, so here's the stack at this point. It's Vanessa, Margie, Michael, and Janet. So, Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay, so, Serene, I just want to make sure I understand. If I do, then I have a suggestion, but you may already be saying what I plan to suggest. So what you want to do is to have one election. Let me just ask you a question. What years would that one election cover, and then when would those people actually be seated?
Okay, so there are two sets of people on the board right now. People who were elected in 2010 who should have been up for election, re-election if so desired, or whatever the case is, in 2013. They're still on the board. With this formula, they stay on the board until the end of 2015. The other group of people, roughly half in most cases, I guess, in normal cases, meaning cases where you didn't have a lot of replacement of people. The other half were elected in 2012, would normally be off the board in 2015. We cannot have two sets of people terming off at the same time. So those 2012 people, instead of terming off in December 2015, will now term off in December 2016. In 2015, we will hold elections according to the schedule that was recently approved, and those people will be seated in December 15.